Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I'm Buck Sexton. My main man, Clay Travis, right here with me. We are breaking it all down, explaining the world, what's going on in the country, what's going on here in Nashville, even throwing in some barbecue chat. And people are calling in. They want to fire up, Clay. They want to throw down. We got Carolinians who are saying, you talk Texas barbecue on this show. Look, you come from the sports world, Clay. I love all the barbecues out there. I love them all.
The battle over barbecue would be intense. And that's one of the fun things about the sports world in general is everybody is so passionate about their particular tribe, their regional team that they root for. And barbecue is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever part of the country you're in, if you're listening to us right now in Kansas City, you're like, we're the barbecue experts. Memphis feels like they are. Nashville feels like they got a little claim. All over North Carolina, they feel like that. And Texas, obviously, there's all these different pockets that feel like they are the barbecue capital of America.
And these regional rivalries are fun. Obviously, I'm a New Yorker, so the New York and New Jersey jokes back and forth, by the way, like brothers that are constantly putting each other in headlocks. That's how New York and New Jersey are about all this stuff. Yeah, see some of that with the barbecue across the South and then out into Texas. But we got a couple of breaking stories. I just want to put on your radar right now. I want to put it on your radar because we're going to come back to it. One is there is an infrastructure agreement. All right. Joe Biden's already endorsed it. You've got 10 senators. This is a bipartisan agreement here. So we'll see if this actually all gets done. But under the framework, according to Politico here, the bipartisan package led by Senators Sinema, Democrat from Arizona, of course, and Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, would include more than $550 billion in new spending on roads, bridges, and other traditional infrastructure. I'm also going to want to see what else they plan on spending on. And then there's just another story about a apartment building in South Beach in Miami that collapsed. We do not have much in the way of details. We know there are dozens of people that are unaccounted for right now. Thoughts and prayers go out to all the folks down there in Miami and in Florida. And Clay, I know I said this in the break, my two brothers both moved to Florida. They actually both moved to Miami and they were not far away from this. So obviously it gets on everyone's radar. Very concerning with something like this. No one has any idea what happened.
We saw the photos and the video of the building. Again, there are, I think, reports of over 50 people that are missing and it looks atrocious. So what caused it? What the total damage is going to be in terms of lives lost, we don't know, but we just want to make sure you guys are aware that that story is out there. And if any details continue to emerge throughout the course of this program, we will certainly keep you updated on that.
And there's another story where we have some breaking news for you here, and it has to do with, well, someone who's been known as America's mayor, someone who I know personally and have known of since I was a little kid, and am friendly as well with his son, who is running for governor in the state of New York. Rudy Giuliani, folks. You know he was the president when it was President Trump, the former president's lawyer, especially on issues relating to the ridiculous Russia collusion probe and then the election disputes. He has had his legal license suspended by a New York court. Now, the reason for the suspension is why I think this should be on everyone's radar, why this is an important story. Rudy Giuliani has had an appeals court in New York suspend his law license because the court claims that he made false statements to try to get courts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the presidential race. Now I want to get the Clay's perspective as a practicing or as a lawyer, a licensed lawyer and someone who has practiced law on this in a moment. But I also just want to put out there as a preface to all this, the entire media in the Democrat Party lied for 4 years about the president working with Russia to steal the 2016 election with no consequence, really. I mean, no one went to prison. The only people who went to prison were those caught up in the process crimes of the deep state, people like Roger Stone, with dozens of armed FBI officials showing up, or I don't know if it was local police along with them, to arrest him. CNN got tipped off, of course, pretended they didn't. And there was no problem with the Russia collusion lies and people losing law licenses, people facing consequences. To me, Clay, it looks like this shows once again the bare-knuckled use of power that Democrats will engage in when they can to send a message to everybody. You represent the wrong client, you say the wrong things, we'll pull your license.
So this is, as I like to say sometimes when we talk about legal issues on the show, this is me putting my lawyer hat on. This is terrifying. The reports are, and I think we have Andrew Giuliani, we'll play audio for you here in a little bit, explaining. I haven't read, let me just be clear, I haven't read the decision that led to his law license being suspended, but I understand the motivation behind it. And this is me speaking as a lawyer. I have represented people accused and convicted of murder. I have represented people accused and convicted of domestic assault. I have represented people accused and convicted of the most heinous crimes that you can describe in our country. And that's my job. That's what a lawyer does. Lawyers are advocates, not just for people who are always on the right side of the law. And so the idea that you would decide, first of all, that Rudy Giuliani's opinions and also legal representation of the then president of the United States is unacceptable is downright terrifying, because the end result of this is you are saying effectively some people who are making legal arguments don't deserve the right to have an attorney. And you are also saying that the attorney is responsible for the arguments he is sometimes making on behalf of his or her client. This is a big leap, Buck, and this is political motivated. I don't think there's any doubt, but it's also scary, because the essence of being a lawyer is sometimes being willing to defend to the utmost of your ability people who you may or may not agree with. This is what the ACLU, Buck, used to stand for. We're going to defend the rights of Nazis to march in Skokie, Illinois. Think about historically, even before we were a country, John Adams defended the British soldiers at the Boston Massacre. He defended the people that we were going to go to war with, because defending people who may have done heinous acts you might disagree with to the utmost of your ability is what many of us as lawyers signed up for. So this is, I believe, a terrifying extension of what we have already seen from big tech deciding to shut down Trump's Facebook page, his Twitter page, all of these different apparatus by which he can reach his audience. And now you're saying advocates for the president of the United States are not allowed to make arguments because we don't like those arguments, and we're going to strip your ability to be a lawyer because of it. It's flat out wrong.
Just to go on the record, I know Andrew Giuliani, and he's a friend, and he's the son of Rudy Giuliani, he's running for governor. Andrew is in New York State as a Republican. He spoke earlier today about this, and we wanted to hear what his defense is for his dad under the situation. Play
a
clip.
As you may have heard recently, a few minutes ago, my father's law license was suspended by the New York State First Appellate Division of the Supreme Court. Now, the five judges that ruled on it, Judge Rolando Acosta, Judge Diane Renwick, Judge Sally Manzart Daniels, Judge Judith Gishy, and Judge Barbara Kaepernick, all five of them are Democrats, three of which were appointed by Andrew Cuomo. 5-0, ultimately, Democrats with zero Republicans on there. Again, this is just unbelievable to see just how politicized all of this has become. I am infuriated by all of this, and any American that believes in an independent justice system, this is going after one of President Trump's closest allies. That's exactly what this is. And any American that doesn't believe that, they are just biased. This is unacceptable, and I stand by my father. He did everything ultimately by the book. And the fact that there would be this politicization in our Justice Department is disgusting. It is a cancer that needs to be cut out, and it needs to be cut out right now.
The politicization of courts, of prosecutors, is one of the most terrifying things that can happen in a free society. No one can ruin your life faster in America than a power-mad prosecutor or a judge who decides to make an example of you for political reasons. There's very little recourse against this, especially on the prosecutorial side. The weaponization of deep state elements within our government is something that should send a chill down every American's spine. The usage of these apparatuses of censorship and of just politically punitive measures is something that should concern everyone. And Clay, I believe this is also something you have to put in the context of sending a message to everybody. You rightly point out that the social media companies, remember, they also shut down the lab leak theory from Wuhan. Couldn't say that. I got dinged for that. I got dinged for a whole bunch of things about COVID, all of which I was right, and Facebook and Google and the rest were wrong. They've also taken this position on elections. This is a new thing in America where you have these mechanisms of politically motivated censorship and payback in this way operating so brazenly that they would go after Rudy Giuliani for, as you point out, making a case on behalf of a client. And this sends a message to everybody. This sends a message to you that if you stand with MAGA, if you stand with Trump, we'll get you later. We'll come and burn down your village even after everyone else has passed through.
It's a terrifying and chilling decision that they have made, that what you advocate represents your ability to advocate going forward on a variety of different levels. This isn't about the legal system. This is about trying to shut up Andrew Giuliani and Rudy Giuliani, Andrew Giuliani's dad, who's now running for the governor. This is going to be, I think, a major story going forward. And I don't know how it can be justified based on all of the evidence of Rudy Giuliani's representation that I have seen so far. And again, the end result here is there are certain people or certain legal arguments that would not be allowed to be made if this is the precedent that the state of New York is going to apply for lawyers.
I'd also note that this isn't the first time we've seen something highly irregular when it comes to going after someone in Trump's circle. Cyrus Vance, who's a district attorney in New York, keeps on pushing and pushing this investigation of the Trump Organization. And remember, they seized Michael Cohen's record. They went into a Trump lawyer's records and they seized stuff. There's no prosecution that resulted from all this. These are police state tactics that are still being used against Trump people and those in his orbit.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Buck. And we will continue to discuss this and give you updates on that latest infrastructure bill going forward. But first, we want to tell you it's summer, and a lot of times in the summer, people have a little bit more time. Maybe you start to go back through all of your old albums, maybe some of your old videos, maybe some of your old family-related memorabilia that is incredibly important to you that you want to preserve, because technology is evolving so quickly. That VHS tape of your wedding, it may be disintegrating sooner than you thought. Those old photos that you may have of your family members, those may be well fading as well. And you want to digitally preserve in a modern format your family's history, everyone out there that you care about. How about getting hooked up with Legacy Box? I'm taking care of this right now, helping to ensure that my family, my kids, my 13, my 10, and my 6-year-old have the access to all the old family photos and old family stories that can help them digitally preserve so we have it for decades to come. It is a phenomenally easy and also incredibly important product, and I am using it myself. They make it so easy, Buck, to preserve the things that you care about the most.
And right now, Legacy Box is offering 50% off. That's right, 50, 50% off. So your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. Just go right now to this website, legacybox.com/Clay and Buck, to get started. That's legacybox.com/Clay and Buck for 50% off. Write it out, Clay and Buck for 50% off. LegacyBox.com/Clay and Buck. We will try to get to some calls in a moment. 800-282-2882. Be right back.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are discussing Rudy Giuliani having his law license suspended, five Democratic-appointed judges have all simultaneously agreed that because Rudy Giuliani, they say, advocated arguments they do not approve of as it pertains to the 2020 election, that he should have his law license suspended. We are going to phone calls here, and we got several different people who want to weigh in. And Mark in Kansas has got a question here about the Rudy Giuliani issue. I put my lawyer hat on, as I say sometimes when we discuss legal related issues. Mark in Kansas, what you got for me?
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. Appreciate you listening.
My question is there a disciplinary arm of the judiciary branch of our government? In other words, Article 3, Section 1 says that judges shall hold their offices during good behavior. When a judge misbehaves, what happens? What's the process?
Yeah, it's a good question. Every state has a different ethical board and a different ramification, impeachment process, and all these different things for judges who have run afoul of the law. It's important to note, and again, I'm not an expert on what is entailed in suspended law licenses in New York, but this is a lower level judicial decision. And I would imagine that Rudy Giuliani would have the ability to appeal the suspension of his law license, and also all of the details surrounding that suspension. How long is it? What will be the impact going forward remain to be determined. It's a smart question. Effectively, what Mark in Kansas is asking is who judges the judges? And obviously appellate courts are a big part of judging judges in a normal context. But in general, every different state has its own body that reviews judicial ethics and judicial complaints.
And at the federal level, it's the House of Representatives. If you go back, you can see, stretching back for a couple of hundred years, there have been a number of district court judges who were removed, usually for the number one reason is bribery. Actually,
yes.
If you go back historically, you know, guys taking a little on the side, judges don't make that much money. But the House of Representatives can impeach and has impeached judges in the past. Mark, thanks so much. I'm excited about this one because this is my first fellow Buck to call us here on the show. We got Buck in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You're speaking to Buck and, of course, Clay. What's up?
Hey, this is great to be on. I love the show. I have to listen to iHeartRadio because we don't have an affiliate here. We do have the world's fastest internet, but don't tell anybody, you know, like Rush would do. But keep talking up Middle Tennessee. I want everyone to move to Nashville and move to Middle Tennessee. Just don't come to Chattanooga because, you know, we want to keep it the same right here. We're just a traffic jam on the weekends for people trying to get to Atlanta or Nashville or Knoxville.
I appreciate that call, Buck. I actually know that is not true. Chattanooga's an awesome town. My mom is from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I spent a ton of time, Buck, the Buck in the studio here, also the Buck in Chattanooga, spending growing up down in Chattanooga. Great little town. And we will hopefully not be driving too many people to move to that city because they are a lot of places in Tennessee right now, Buck, nervous about all the new people who are coming in.
Do you want to get into the throwdown on CRT soon between MSNBC and Mr. Chris Rufo?
Let's do it.
I think we should come back and jump into it because it was quite a throwdown. Plus, we might revisit some of Biden's statements from yesterday on guns and a whole lot more. ClayandBuck.com is the website. Go check it out for stories, updates, and all the rest. Also, at Clay and Buck on Twitter and Facebook.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Lines open 800-282-2882, 800-282-2882, plus clayandbuck.com, the website for stories that we're talking about, transcripts of the show, all kinds of good stuff there. And we have some calls we will get to shortly. But first, you know, people always ask me these days, they say, what can you do to support conservative causes, ideas, entrepreneurs, companies? Well, Mike Lindell has built an incredible company with MyPillow, and the crazy cancel left has gone after him. So you want to stand with Mike because he stands with you. He shares your values and your principles. He's a great guy, a great American entrepreneur and a patriot who also happens to make the most comfortable pillows and sheets and slippers. I got the my slippers. I've got my towels. I got it all. I am totally outfitted. Clay is too. His wife loves all the stuff. I love all my stuff. Clay is sleeping on my pillows at night. You get the Giza Dream sheets right now for a 2-for-1 low price plus shipping with promo code Clay and Buck.
And you need to remember that all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. I've got them on my bed. I've got them on my kids' beds. Wife is absolutely enamored with the product, and you will be too. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials to check out the low-price offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Sign up and use them just like we are. Enter the promo code Clay and Buck. That's my name and Buck's name with and in between. Clay and Buck. Or call 800-792-3269 for these great radio specials. What you got for me?
Oh, my gosh. I mentioned this earlier on. Jen Psaki. Psaki Baum, the White House press secretary. She and Ducey over at Fox News. He's got a great gig, by the way, because he gets to be the guy. There's a few people who ask real questions. He gets to be one of the only guys or gals in the West Wing of the White House.
Not state sponsored media.
So he's got a great gig, and I like the way he does it too, because he's very calm. He's very chill. There's no mansplaining that anyone can accuse him of. He's just asking real questions. And here's a moment where you get Jen Psaki, as we've been talking about. They're trying to come up with the Democrats want some way to explain defund the police as either not their problem or not the big problem. Here is Psaki and Ducey.
You guys want to keep cops on the beat, but there are reports that big cities are having a very difficult time recruiting officers right now. And there are many other reports that morale is at an all-time low in big police departments. So why does the president think that there's low morale with police officers on the beat?
I don't think we're the right entity to give an assessment of that. I'd certainly look to the police departments to give that assessment.
You know, the police departments are all very clear on this assessment, and Psaki actually went on to even say that it's Republicans, Clay, who are defunding the police by voting against the American Jobs Plan. I mean, that is dishonest jujitsu of the kind that is truly mind-blowing.
And we've talked about this a lot. It's not only, by the way, the fact that it's hard to hire new police because of the environment that's been created by defund the police. Buck, you talked about this yesterday. Resignations, the number of people who are taking early retirement. We're not only dealing with a crisis in terms of hiring new cops. Cops who have been on the beat for a long time or very well experienced are leaving, which the danger then becomes you're going to get an even more inexperienced police force at the time when they are the least respected that they have ever been.
Let's actually take some calls on this issue. We've got people lighting up the lines here. And also on the deep state attack on, I guess it's not even really, it's just the state. I should even change this because the deep state is now in charge. The Biden administration's calling the shots. So those who felt like they were the hashtag resistance when Trump was president, now they're just getting senior appointee roles and they're actually using the mechanism of the state to suppress people. But Matt in Mississippi's got some thoughts on the attack on Rudy Giuliani.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Excellent. Good, Matt. Thanks so much.
Well, great. Listen, the concern I have is that this is a shot across the bow for every conservative attorney out there who would dare to stand up for what is right. The problem is that right now you've got, and not so much in Mississippi and not so much in Tennessee where I've also practiced, but in various locations across the country, you've got so much of a liberal onslaught in the courts and in the bar associations that if you stand up for what is right, you're going to face the possible loss of your law license. This isn't about Rudy Giuliani anymore. It's about every lawyer who wants to do what's right. And that should concern everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you, Matt. You're also a lawyer, it sounds like, in Mississippi. This, to me, is an attack upon the very essence of the profession itself in terms of what arguments you can advance and which clients you can take on. It seems to be the very antithesis of what the law should represent. There was a good article, I don't know if you read it, Matt, about the ACLU and how they have moved from a robust defense of the First Amendment to now saying, oh, if people have opinions that make some of our lawyers uncomfortable, maybe we shouldn't be defending them. When in essence, when I was in law school, and I'm betting when you were in law school, Matt, the ACLU stood for a lawyer's obligation to defend all speech, even if sometimes that speech might make some people uncomfortable.
That's exactly right. And the fact is, it's that, you know, it just dawned on me today, when it comes to these types of issues, right and wrong has now become, has now been reduced to what side of the political aisle you're on. It doesn't matter what you stand up for. It doesn't matter for what you're advocating for your client. It doesn't matter the fact that, you know, you have a duty. You have an ethical duty as an attorney to stand up and present your client's side to the court. But that doesn't matter anymore if you are standing up for what's wrong in the eyes of the elite. And that has got to stop, because if it doesn't stop, then we're going to see the end of our law profession, and we're going to see the end of our justice system.
Well, Matt, we've already seen the end of our journalist profession, in my opinion, which is something Clay and I are going to be talking about. So maybe the left has designs on the legal profession, too. I have friends who have just graduated in recent years from, well, relatively recent years from law school. And the leftist indoctrination that goes on there is something that is, we talk about it in undergrad context. We should be talking about it in graduate schools now, too, because it's all over the place. But Bill in Palm City, Florida. Bill, you're on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. You guys are doing a great job. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I was calling about Giuliani today, getting his law license snagged by five leftist Democrat judges in New York. And this is like the day before he's ready to celebrate 52 years of being a licensed attorney in New York. That is petty. That is stone cold petty. Five liberal judges in New York just jumped the shark. People aren't going to stand for this. Giuliani's going to appeal this. This is so mean and petty. You got to be stone cold to do that. 52 years, one day before an anniversary like that. Cold, man. Just cold.
I think the big challenge here is the very essence of a guy that I think even his most hated adversaries would have to acknowledge, that Rudy Giuliani is an incredibly talented advocate and has been historically in the practice of law. And so the idea that this is anything other than a political attack against him for making decisions, and we've seen this at big law firms, Buck. Some of these big law firms have started to kind of adopt the same thing that the ACLU did, which is, if you are going to advocate for a side that makes some of the partners uncomfortable, then we don't want you associated with our law firm. And again, this is the antithesis of everything that being a lawyer should represent.
I remember in the special counsel era in the former White House under Trump, and I was very supportive of the Trump administration openly, and I was always trying to talk to people in the administration and sources there about how are they dealing with this? Clay, it was difficult for people to get, it was difficult for the White House to get appropriate counsel sometimes because people didn't want to take the heat. You can imagine what it was like for some of the lower level staffers who were ensnared in that Mueller special counsel probe, which was just pure political payback for Trump winning the 2016 election. And we all know it. There were people who didn't have a lot of resources, not a lot of money to pay for lawyers and stuff. And there were lawyers that didn't, I heard this from people trying to deal with being brought into the Mueller ensnarement mechanism. They had a hard time getting certain people to represent them because lawyers feel like they're now in the crosshairs of the cancel left too.
That's 100% right, Buck. There are a lot of big law firms out there that historically have been very comfortable in their pro bono work, not charging the $1,000 an hour rates, big corporate law firms, representing politicians in a variety of different capacities. And what you saw, I've never seen before, which was these law firms putting pressure on partners, guys who are making millions of dollars a year as practicing attorneys, saying you can't represent this client and still be at this law firm.
You're seeing this all throughout society, my friends, all over the place. And that's why Clay and I are here fighting back against the madness. We have more for you. Speaking of madness, Clay might let me play a Joy Behar of The View
If you want the worst,
this will be fun.
The worst political analysis you could get, you should turn on some of the voices on The View. We'll get to that in a moment. And then also, critical race theory in the third hour today. We have a throwdown with one of the biggest voices against critical race theory and an MSNBC host. That's coming up right at the top of the third hour of the show. And I just want to tell you all that I love my family dog, Tallulah. She's amazing. She's a little French bulldog. She's a little snorty. She snores sometimes, but she's amazing. She's like the mascot of our family. And we want her to last a very long time. She's already almost 12 years old. So that's why we started adding into her food Rough Greens. Here's why. Rough Greens gives your dog the healthy supplementation that it needs to be as healthy as possible. You add this into your existing dog food. You don't have to change anything you're doing. This is an additive because Rough Greens will provide all kinds of incredible natural vitamins and minerals from fruits and vegetables like spinach, spirulina, blueberry, rice bran, blackberry, wheatgrass, and broccoli. Rough Greens taste great. Your dog will love it. And just like Tallulah, will be licking the bowl. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love Rough Greens, they've actually worked out a special deal for our listeners. Go to roughgreens.com/Clay and Buck. Very important, R-U-F-F. roughgreens.com/Clay and Buck. And they're going to give you the first bag free. Just cover the shipping, and your free bag of Rough Greens will be on its way to your home. Go to roughgreens.com/Clay and Buck right now for your free bag of Rough Greens to keep your furry friend as happy, healthy, and full of energy as possible.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, a new form of broadcast excellence inspired by Rush on the EIB network.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through the final segment of the second hour. Want to let you know, you're missing any of the show at all, and I hope you're not, but if you are, you can go to clayandbuck.com, check out all of our segments, encourage you to go sign up for the podcast. I haven't checked today, Buck. We were one of the five biggest in the world of news, one of the 20th biggest podcasts in the country. A ton of you have been going out there. If you sign up, you can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. Give us a five-star review. And try to be as witty and entertaining as possible. We'll eventually go in, start reading some of those on the air to thank you for those five-star reviews, which impact things in the podcast universe.
I promise some of you Joy Behar from The View and her thoughts on the top political story and disarm police. Let's just bring into our little castle of freedom here for a second. Let's bring the voice of Joy Behar into the mix.
Joy, how about you? Do you have any concerns on your part about going outside?
No, I do have concerns about going into situations where there are mobs of people, and I will not go there. I mean, I just had to turn down a family member's wedding because they were inviting 250 people. I can't do that. But on the other hand, I'm following the science, and I've been double vaxxed, and every doctor on television, on this show and others, tells you that if you get the double vaccine, you're pretty good with the variant, that you're not going to get it. And so what more do people have to hear? We'll never leave the house if we're going to continuously be afraid to go out.
I love this, Clay, because she's like, I'm vaccinated, but I'm not going to go to the big event with all the people, but get your vaccine, but don't go to your big event. Otherwise, you sit like me here with Clay, who, you know, he drinks his Mountain Dew and he mansplains and he likes the sports.
That show pays a lot of people a lot of money to not even be able to make sense for a minute and a half. Her logic in that perspective, as you just eloquently destroyed, she couldn't even maintain the same argument for a minute and a half. She's not willing to go to a wedding with 250 people, but she's been double vaccinated. And she thinks it's time, based on all the science, for people to get back to their normal life. She's not even doing that herself. Are people so dumb who watch that show that they can't follow the train of thought for 90 seconds?
I just feel like Clay came in yesterday with cold pizza and no mask, and it was so upsetting to me.
I'd love to go on one of these shows sometime. They haven't really let me on these shows since I got kicked off CNN for saying that I was a big proponent of the First Amendment and boobs. I'm sure they'd be terrified to have me on The View.
You know this is going to go viral again now that you've said it on this show.
And for people who don't know, it was about 4 years ago I went on CNN to talk about the importance of the First Amendment. And on my shows at Outkick, for a long time, Buck, I've been saying I'm a First Amendment absolutist. But when you say something like that, it goes over people's head because it's a cliche. And so the way that I expanded it was I said, hey, the only two things that have never let me down in my life in America is the First Amendment and boobs. B-O-O-B-S, as it was spelled out on CNN. And I said that, and the host, Brooke Baldwin at CNN, was aghast. She fell onto her fainting couch. She grabbed her heart. It was like I had killed her. And she immediately demanded that I apologize. You guys can go look up this clip if you haven't seen it. And ironically, Buck, it's gone viral on TikTok and on Instagram because all my kids, my 13-year-old came in and the whole seventh grade class at his school this past fall was suddenly seeing it for the first time and they loved it. But there's so much artificiality out there that when I did not apologize for what I had said, then they lost their mind. She lost her mind on the program. CNN has banned me.
Are you still banned?
I'm not allowed to go on CNN. I've
had friends who were banned from certain totalitarian countries after their travel and they're writing about them. I was always jealous of that. You are officially
legitimately banned.
I feel like I'm soft banned now from CNN, but I've never gotten the actual fatwa.
They told me that I would never be allowed on CNN again after that segment. And I'm also banned simultaneously at ESPN, which is also kind of crazy.
Why?
Because I speak the truth, Buck.
Ah, there we go. It's a badge of honor. See, this is the way this works.
It is a badge of honor in many different ways. Who bans you tells you a little bit more about things, but I would love to go on The View. I don't think they'd have me on because I'm banned at CNN.
They should have us both on.
Simultaneously.
That would be hilarious.
That would be a lot of fun.
It would be amazing.
And I bet we could maintain the same argument for 90 seconds at least.
The IQ level would go up a little bit with Ms. Behar present, I can assure you. But we're going to come back in a moment here and actually have a real, real deep dive into critical race theory. Rufo versus Joy Reid on MSNBC, one of the biggest voices against CRT, against a major host at MSNBC. We break it down for you on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show coming up.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.